Anderson.
And I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Authorities in the U.S. state of Michigan reported another aerial device that was shot down over their state, the fourth in a series of suspicious objects. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
It follows the shootdown of another flying object over Alaska Friday and another Saturday over the Yukon in Canada, described by Prime Minister Justin Trudeau on CTV.
Threat to civilian aircraft, so I give the order to take it down.
Both are believed to be balloons, according to Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, who was briefed over the weekend.
They believe they were.
He tells ABC's This Week with George Stephanopoulos, intelligence analysts are reviewing what was recovered from the Chinese surveillance balloon shot down the weekend before off the coast of South Carolina. I'm Jackie Quinn.
VOA's Veronica Balderas-Iglesias tells us that as these incidents become more frequent, U.S. lawmakers are contemplating how exactly to address the issues.
Considering the circumstances, the U.S. defense systems should be boosted, Republican Representative Mike Turner told CNN.
We don't really have adequate radar systems. We certainly don't have an integrated missile defense system. We're going to have to begin to look at the United States airspace as one that we need to defend.
Republican Representative James Comer told ABC he is glad the Biden administration is taking the matter seriously. Veronica Valderas Iglesias, VOA News, Washington.
Pope Francis on Sunday expressed sadness and worry at the news that the United States, or that the Bishop Rolando Alvarez, an outspoken critic of Nicaraguan government, had been